Welcome to the Health Call Spotlight, where we showcase new healthcare tools and initiatives. Today, Health Call CEO Dan Hayes sat down with Ohio Health's Teresa Policino and Dr. Karen Kirkham to discuss the role of fall prevention in geriatric medicine. In 2021, to support its clients' fall prevention programs, Health Call created a smart chart assessment based on the CDC's Stop Elderly Accidents, Deaths, and Injuries Initiative, or STEADI initiative. Now, Kirkham and Policino have created a fall prevention guide also drawing on the STEADI initiative, with the hopes that it can reach a wide audience of patients and caregivers and raise public awareness of the importance of fall prevention. We hope you enjoy this interview.
Welcome, everybody, to join this podcast. And this is Dan Hayes with Health Call. Today, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kirkham and Teresa. Oh my God, I should have asked you before.
Policino.
Okay, I was close. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Kirkham and Teresa Policino. They recently released a new booklet that that talks about raising awareness around fall prevention and specific steps. Dr. Kirkham, can you start and introduce yourself?
Sure, happy to. My name's Karen Kirkham. I'm fortunate to be part of the geriatric team at Ohio Health. I actually am predominantly at Grant Medical Center, which is, as Teresa will explain, one of the large trauma centers in the region. And by default, being a geriatrician at Grant, we see a lot of patients who have fallen and the results of that fall. I got interested in this, though, originally. I was a primary care doctor. I was academic at Wright State for 20 years. And at age 52, 8 years ago, I went back and did a geriatric fellowship because I felt I wasn't doing a good job. And I practice medicine completely differently now with older adults, and fall prevention has become a passion. So I'm going to hand it to Teresa because she's the one who got us involved with this.
I'm Teresa Policino, and I'm a registered nurse. I work with the Ohio Health Trauma Team doing injury prevention. Many people, when I tell them injury prevention, they ask, what exactly do you do? And I help to create programs to help people prevent injuries, getting hurt, prevent car crashes, prevent falls. I am one of three injury prevention coordinators at Ohio Health. I am mostly at Grant Medical Center, which is located in downtown Columbus, Ohio. We're a level one adult trauma hospital. All of our trauma hospitals, we currently have three trauma centers in our area. We are currently adding two to our system. But for the three current ones, fall prevention is our number one mechanism of injury. So we're all three looking for ways to improve that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, so can you maybe just kind of give us some background on how the booklet came to being and maybe what motivated its creation?
Sure. I'll start and then I'm going to hand it over to Karen. So back when the pandemic was occurring, our chief medical director came to the injury prevention coordinators and asked us if we could create something about fall prevention because they were getting data that there were a lot of older adults who were dying at home. And, you know, there wasn't sure if it was the fear of coming to the hospital with COVID and everything. So they just asked if we could create something. So we worked with our marketing department and created a fall prevention resource that could be used throughout our whole health system. This year, marketing came back to us earlier this year and said, hey, could we revise this? We're going to redo it so it could be printed for free through our print shop. And at that point, I had Dr. Kirkham, I reached out to her and said, hey, this is what we created a few years ago. And she'd seen it before. And I said, hey, how would you change this, revisit this? What are we missing? What should we take out from a geriatric perspective? Look at this and give us some suggestions for what you could do. And so the goal is to really get this booklet out to as many practices, as many people, get as many eyes on it as possible, you know, not just patients, but their families. It's got some tips. There's a questionnaire to see, because I think some people don't really think they're at risk for a fall, but then, you know, maybe their family does the questionnaire with them and they're like, oh, wow, there are some concerns here. and to start these conversations with their primary care providers. So that way we can do what we can, some interventions to help prevent them from falling initially, or if they have had a fall, what can we do to prevent another one?
I think the important part for me is that we start empowering people to actually head some problems off rather than accepting them as normal aging. This is a very nice laundry list, not only of highlighting things that put someone at risk. And I always highlight the question, are you worried about falling? Most people wouldn't think that was a very important question. And in fact, it's secondary to, have I fallen in the last year? Those two questions are the number one and number two questions that indicate you're going to fall. And so getting their attention, and then I love this handout because it gives you a detailed checklist and some resources that you need and trying to approach this for the first time at home.
So I'm just looking over the brochure and there's a number of questions. Can you just maybe share with us like how those questions came to be, and like, was that a significant like study that you went through, or how did you?
So we actually took these took the questions from a yearly assessment called the Steady Fall Assessment. And this is an assessment that should be done at your Medicare annual visit with your primary care doctor. These questions we took right from that assessment. It's through the CDC, and there are numerous resources out there that have this assessment. There's questions. There's a couple tests that check your balance, check how well you walk, your gait. They have one test called the Timed Up and Go. And then kind of based on your answers to these questions and how you score for the two tests, determine your risk of fall. Are you, you know, you're not at risk, or you're low, medium, high? And then based on how you score determines, you know, there's some interventions that your primary care doctor can recommend for you. So we took those questions. It's something that their primary care doctor, they should be seeing these questions anyway every year. But there's something that we thought, you know, maybe a patient will answer them, but maybe not quite answer them as accurately as they are. But if their family member happens to see this booklet, picks it up and goes through these questions and maybe ask them, you know, while they're sitting with their parent and their answers aren't quite the same, then they can take that to their primary care doctor. But these are questions they've already been researched through the CDC. So we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. We just took those assessment questions and incorporated that into the booklet.
So maybe walk us through, so once they take this assessment, right, and they're looking through it, maybe walk us through next steps. Then what, you know, what would they do to prevent falls, that type of thing?
I would want them to, number one, have a rise in their pulse. I want them to be nervous. I want them to get engaged, have an emotional response, both them and their kids. It's funny when I have these out in my office now. The patients don't pick them up as much as the family members do, just so we're clear.
Exactly. Yes.
So the great part about this brochure is it prompts you in red at the bottom, you know, with your score, go ahead and discuss this with your physician and take it into them, because a lot of providers are busy doing everything a primary care doctor is tasked with. They may not know all of these things off the top of their head. So to take this brochure directly to the provider when they see them, and they can just go right to the next page. And I don't care if they got a 4 or a 1, implementing the home safety suggestions at the bottom of the page on the second page, that's ideal for literally everyone. There's no reason, even for me at age 60, my hallway shouldn't be lighted. That seems very basic. And it's kind of good to do it before you've fallen or before you're completely ready to fall, because it'd be nice to head that off. And when you look at the top of the second page where it says preventing falls, again, it prompts you to discuss your medications with your physician, which is really the main thing physicians have control over, or I'm sorry, also any of your primary providers. So that whether it's a PA, a nurse practitioner, whatever your clinic situation is, whoever is your primary healthcare coordinator, that's who you'd want to talk to about these things. But you see on there are things you can do on your own. A yearly eye exam. Hey, I can do that. I don't even need my doctor's order for that. I can take care of that myself. I just have to put it on my calendar and go. But the staying active part is really so key. I can't even begin to stress it. And we're all kind of sick of being nagged, if you will, about getting active. But the reason everyone's nagging us about it is because it's probably the number one most important thing to our healthcare outcomes. And even as an older person, there are things, even my mom and dad up in Marion, Ohio, they mom now goes to the Silver Sneakers program, the aftercare program that Ohio Health developed in collaboration with their Y. So it's not hard. It's not hard, but those things you can start. And then while you're starting to implement those things in your personal life, you can go ahead and make an appointment with your physician, say, hey, here's what I scored. Can we go over my meds and see if there's anything else we can do? And one thing, Teresa, I noticed we could add to our staying active. We can add also a physical therapy referral for gait and balance training. That's something your doctor can control.
Excellent. You know, we did a study some time ago on just activity. And it was very telling because when they would start to slow down and maybe not go up as many stairs or not walk as much, you could just see that it wasn't too long after that that they would start to have increased health issues in different events. It's really
one other thing, if I can just interject, that comes up a lot. My patients will tell me, well, Karen, I just did physical therapy, 2 months ago. Right. So here's the disturbing fact. If you do a physical activity, even me, I just started doing Pilates. If I stop doing something after 2 to 3 weeks, I'm almost back to my baseline that I was at before I did the therapy or before I did the activity. Mm-hmm. So you can't just do it and check a box. You have to do it and then have your next stage of activity, then your next one. So it has to build on itself.
It's really something to see how all these things come together in, and accumulate, but make a huge difference in preventing falls. So can you tell us I know we're going to post a link on our website for people to be able to download the PDF of this. Where else could they actually get copies of it?
For anybody that would like copies of this, they can reach out to me. When we revised these booklets, it was really nice. We're able to order them for free through our print shop. So if anybody would like to reach out to me, my email is Teresa, TERESA.Polisseno, POLISENO at OhioHealth.com. And maybe that's something Dan will be able to include, but you can reach out to me. I can order these for free and I can get them sent out to you. I usually get them within a week of my order, and then I can get them sent out.
That's excellent. Is there anything else, maybe last thoughts or anything towards just the greater movement around fall prevention that you'd like to share?
I'm very tired of hearing, well, old people fall. That's not actually accurate. Older people with cognitive impairment, that may be something that's inevitable, but in everyone else, it's preventable. And I think that what we need to understand is that a fall has the same impact to an older person's life. It's actually more impactful than a heart attack. Everybody's afraid of having a heart attack. I want them to be more afraid of falling because it is more impactful. I had a saying on my door for a while that, it takes a child 2-3 years to master gait and balance. And my older patients, they lose their ability to function independently with one fall. And so I think that we just need to appreciate that this is a controllable situation, but it's also a very impactful one.
My Aunt Mildred, she lived on her own to 101. And really what did her in is she lived in this old house. And I mean, as a kid, I remember the rickety stairs and and sure enough, she fell on those steps. And because as a kid, I remember falling on them, right? And that did it, right? And so she went into assisted living. She was never really independent after that.
Older Americans now also, they're not used to watching a generation ahead of them because there was no older generation that aged this far. And so there's this thing where they're sort of in uncharted territory where there's so many of them. Your Aunt Mildred, remember, she was so healthy. She aged normally. Uh-huh. Most people don't age normally. And we have a lot of patients who were pretty broken who are still aging. And we're not used to that because all those patients in prior generations would have died 10 times already. And so you've got this sort of human experiment going on in the U.S. in a healthcare system that doesn't support aging.
Well said. Thank you. Well, Karen and Teresa, thank you so much for your time in sharing this. And again, we will put links on our website so that you can download their information and order hard copies of these for your own mobile integrated health program or FALS program. And just thank you so much for the work you're doing and for raising awareness around this very critical topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Teresa Policino and Dr. Karen Kirkham. And thank you for listening to the Health Call Spotlight. If you'd like to know more, please download the Fall Prevention Guide for yourself using the link below, or reach out to Teresa Policino to request a free set of printed guides to distribute. And if you are interested in Health Call's steady fall risk assessment, please visit healthcall.com.